15. Let's go back and get a verse or two. And when he was departed thence, verse 9, he went into their synagogue, and behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? That they might accuse him. And he said unto them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then he said to the man, stretch forth thine hand. And get a load of this. And he stretched it forth. He stretched that withered hand forth. And it was restored like as the other. Amen. And the Pharisees went out and held counsel against him how they might destroy him. I'd like to talk for a little while tonight, not long. The reach of faith. And when I talk about the reach of faith tonight, I'm talking about that last painful stretch before wholeness. Hallelujah. God spoke this to my heart the other morning so clear. And I didn't know whether I'd preach it tonight or when, but here it is. This is the service for it. It's engineered just for you tonight, whoever you are. Praise God. I want you to notice he went into their synagogue. Oh, what a day when Jesus shows up in your church. He walks the aisles every once in a while at the highway like he was tonight. Praise God. Did you feel that? Did you notice that? Did you hear those testimonies? Begin with Brother Hughes telling about God supplying all our needs according to riches and glory, and amen, their brains, ears is healed Sunday night. And here Eddie stands up and tells us of a healing, thank God, that God has wrought. Amen. And here somebody else stands up and tells about, Sister Crouch stands up and tells about a healing for her, a move of God on her brother's life. Amen. How God's a moving and how God's a touching and how God's a helping and somebody else. Oh, what a day when Jesus shows up in church. Can you imagine the compliment of having Jesus attend your church on Sunday morning? Of all the other synagogues in the country that he could have went to, he went to that one. And a bunch of them didn't like him. But he went anyway. Amen. He went anyway. What a compliment, praise God. Well, what would Jesus see when he went to church that Sabbath? What would he see in the hearts of those people? What would he see in the way of needs that needed to be met? And another question, why did he go? Do you think that possibly he could have gone to that church where a big majority of them was voting against him? A big majority of them was looking for an excuse to kill him? A big majority of them was looking for something to accuse him. He ignored all them devils. He sure did. And he went to church. I want to tell you why he went. For one man. He went for that one man. Amen. And everybody that would be blessed by that one man's healing. And that includes you and me tonight. We can be blessed by that one man healing. Praise God. Well, haven't we been blessed by reading the Bible and the account of what Jesus done and how sometimes Jesus just makes it come alive? Amen. Verse 10 said, there was a man. Didn't even call his name. Said, there was a man. Jesus went to church that day for that one man. Amen. One man in particular. Oh, there were many people there. Probably a big crowd. But one man stood out from the rest. Amen. Which had his hand withered. Amen. What's wrong with a withered hand? When you got a withered hand, you can't work, James. You can't hold a nail to drive nails in the roof with a withered hand. He couldn't work. Amen. And even if it was his right hand that was withered, and possibly it was. Amen. I use my left hand because I'm holding the microphone with my right hand. But very possibly it was his right hand that was withered. Amen. I'm just going to stick my neck out that far. He couldn't use his hand. Amen. And because he hadn't been able to use his hand, it withered. You know what causes that, don't you? When you don't use those muscles, they get weak. And they get smaller. And pretty soon there's not much muscle at all. It's just a bone and some skin. And his hand is little. And it's withered. His fingers are bony and mild, amen, and withered up. There's no meat on his bones, amen. His hand is withered from disuse. But do you think Jesus could use one more hand? Do you think Jesus might could use your hand? Amen. Sister Hurst has such a hard time getting that right arm up to shake hands, so sometimes she'll give you a left arm. Amen. But Sister Hurst, God needs that hand. He can use one more hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why can't he work? Why can't he function normally? He has those withering paralysis that keeps his muscles from staying in tone. And then they get small and weak. And even if he does get loose, he still takes a long time to build it back up. Amen. Had story about those men pumping iron in prison and building bodybuilding and muscles. So right in prison. Amen. If I was in prison, I'd look for something to do to kill the time too. Amen. Even if it was pumping iron. Amen. If I was in prison. They try to stay in tone. They try to keep life a-going, but some give up. Amen. You read in the paper about the man that they finally executed or going to execute. May have already executed him, I don't know. But every appeal, he didn't appeal himself. They appealed for him because he had death penalty on him. Amen. So it was automatic. And sometimes the best thing can happen to you in prison is have death penalty because they'll appeal and appeal and appeal. You don't have to do anything. Amen. But he told them repeatedly that he'd rather die than to stay in prison the rest of his life. He didn't want his life to wither away. Amen. The chain reaction of losing the use of a hand is that you lose more use as time goes by. And then there is the condition that's called withered. It's not any good anymore. It's no count anymore. It's withered. Amen. There's no activity. He is unable to function normally. But then the Lord prescribes divine therapy. Praise God. Amen. He asked him to do the impossible. Praise God. He says for him to stretch forth his hand. It'd be like some folks, I've actually seen them do it. When the preacher told them to stomp or stretch, amen, they would excuse that. The man brought his wife and he said, she can't do that. She's unable to do that. And the preacher had to tell him to shut up. The Lord's speaking. Praise God. Amen. And Brother Hunt said he found out if he could get people to stomp that crippled foot or use that hand, amen, they could be healed. And Jesus gives him spiritual therapy. He says, stretch forth your hand. And he summons every ounce of strength and bones cracks and knuckles creak and his elbow cracks and his hand cracks and his fingers cracks and he makes that stretch. It's painful to stretch when you haven't stretched in a long time. It's painful to unknot crippled knuckles when you haven't unknotted them for a long time. But praise God, painfully, falteringly, tremblingly, shortcomingly, amen, he stretched it just as far as he could. Come on, stretch. Stretch tonight as far as you can. Stretch tonight till it hurts. Amen. Stretch that part that needs healing. Amen. Father, you stretched it before. Hallelujah. Jesus is telling him to do something that hurts. Something that is going to help him though. Praise God. Do more than usual. And that's what they do when they give you therapy in the hospital. The only thing is they ask you to come back for 6 months or a year. And every time they want you to go beyond what you did the last time. And it hurts. But they ask you to do it. And if you don't do it, they'll get a whole right arm and they'll help you to do it. Amen. Go beyond what you was the last time. Reach. Do more than usual. It hurts. But do it anyway. Praise God. And he made that stretch of faith. And something happened. And his hand, praise God, became normal. And it was healed just like the other one. Praise God. He was restored to normalcy. The withered part was gone. The muscles had filled up. Praise God. And suddenly, glory to God, it was healed. Brother, that was, amen, Sunday school in the synagogue. Amen. They had it on Saturday then. We have it on Sunday. Because Jesus rose from the dead on Sunday. So we go to church on Sunday morning. Amen. Because he rose from the dead on Sunday and because Pentecost fell on Sunday, the first day of the week was universally accepted as the day of worship for the church from Acts of the Apostles right on down. Amen. And so that's why we go to church on Sunday. They went on Saturday. Amen. On Saturday in the synagogue, that man was there. If Jesus comes by Sunday morning, will you be there? If he chooses to come Sunday morning, will you be among that group? Amen. You got to be there or you'll miss it. You hear what I said? You got to be there. You got to make the effort. Amen. You see, they didn't have church at night in those days. Amen. It's kind of like down Second Ward in Hamilton. It's dangerous to be out at night. and have the streets lit. Amen. And it's dangerous to be out. Now, they have church in the daytime. Amen. And I'm telling you what, it'd be a bunch of us out of luck because we hardly ever go see Jesus in the daytime. Amen. If he don't pass by at night, we got too many other things to do. But boy, he was there. Amen. And I suppose that's why I had a Sabbath in the first place, so some folks could be there when Jesus, amen, passed by. That man was there, and the need was there. Hey, here's what to do. Bring your need to the house of God. Amen. And then last but not least, Jesus was there. He went because that man came. Amen. And that's the ingredients, folks, for your miracle. Amen. Yours. You have to be there. You have to be faithful. Amen. And if you're faithful, some of these days he's going to ask you to stretch out that withered hand. For you, it may not be your hand, but something is important that you've neglected. Something as needful as you've neglected, that you've neglected. Amen. Whatever it is, praise God, stretch it forth. Praise God. Is there some grace in Christ that you fail to exercise? Like, for instance, forgiveness? Amen. You don't need to exercise forgiveness unless somebody does you wrong. The only way you can ever exercise forgiveness, that arm of forgiveness, is for somebody to do you wrong. Anybody ever done you wrong? Amen. Well, I don't need to even ask for a show of hands. Praise God. Everybody's felt like they've been done wrong, even if they wasn't done wrong, huh? Amen. So that's a good chance, praise God. Yeah, but you just don't understand. Yes, I do. Amen. It's just like everybody else that was done wrong. Yeah, but I wasn't guilty. Amen. That don't make any difference. You still got to exercise that grace of forgiveness. If you don't use it, it'll work. You know what happens to people when they don't use the grace of forgiveness? They get bitter. They get cranky. They come to church. Sorry, you folks ain't got video that's listening to the tape. Amen. You look like, amen, 6 o'clock instead of 9:15. You ever see folks go to church that way? Amen. They look bad, don't they? Amen. Oh, yes. If you don't exercise that grace of forgiveness every day, you don't get bitter. And you'll trade your jaw for a scowl. Amen. You go around looking sad all the time. Amen. Or mad all the time. And probably it's because you are. Amen. If you don't forgive, you'll be mad at somebody. And you can't be mad at nobody. Amen. If you let your forgiver stay in the corner for a while, amen, and don't use it, if you're not careful, it'll wither, amen, and something will grow out of there that'll be called bitterness. How many would rather have a good hand of forgiveness than a stalk of bitterness growing out of your shoulder, huh? Or a chip on your shoulder, huh? Amen. If you let God heal your withered forgiver, amen, you'll wind up with a chip instead of a forgiver. Amen. You don't want a wooden shoulder instead of a real arm, do you? Amen. You don't want a steel ball in your shoulder instead of a real arm, do you? Amen. Do you want a false arm with a hook on it instead of a good soft hand? Amen. You better use that forgiver. Amen. Oh, yes. And that ability to love, to say, I love you. Amen. To a brother or a sister in need. Praise God. If you don't use that, amen. Pardon me for being plain, but your love is going to dry up. Amen. Huh? Glory to God, you're going to have a withered ability, amen, to show love and affection. And a lot of people have not used that in so long. Amen. You think they don't even know anything about the love of God. Amen. How many believe that we can keep ourselves in the love of God? I'm just too bashful to tell people I love them. Amen. Stretch it forth anyway. If you choke out, or I love you. Amen. This barely can get out. Amen. But all them faults, all them fails, all them times you misunderstood, all them things you said, everything. I love you. And see if you're not healed. Amen. They call a difference in the world, praise God. Amen. Oh, yes, after going to church on Saturday, going to Sunday school, praise God, and getting healed, amen. This is the way it probably went on Saturday night at this withered man, this man with a withered hand house. Amen. He went home, praise God, with a whole arm. He can work now, praise God. And so he got down a candle and lit a light, praise God. And the first thing you know, he had candles all over the house, praise God. Amen. And he picked up the broom. Amen. And he began to use the broom. He hadn't been able to do that. And he picked up the rake. Amen. And he began to use the rake. He hadn't been able to do that. He picked up the water buckets and went and got some water. He hadn't been able to do that. He picked up the tools of his trade and said, man, just think, tomorrow I can go back to work. Amen. And somebody next door said, what in the world's all that noise? Over there at that withered man's, man had that withered hand's house. Amen. What's all that clatter? Praise God. And if he thought that was a lot of racket, amen, he reached up and got that harp down off the willow limb that's been hanging on, praise God, and begin to strum that harp, amen, and say, victory in Jesus. Or he might have been saying, I'm going to be singing tonight, singing on the old campground, going to be singing tonight, on the old campground. Hey! Have you gone to church year after year, day after day, let everybody else do the same? Some of you folks don't even move your lips when you come to church. I think you was born in front of a TV set. You watch the idiot box so long and let somebody else entertain you so long you forgot how to live. Amen. You need to sing. Amen. Say, I can't carry a tune. The Lord made the crow sing as he did the canary. Amen. If you sing, amen, he might help you to sing better. Amen. Better use that singer. Praise God. It can't work. Amen. Right now, if the Lord ever lets me talk again, I'll sing. You might have to sing a little before. You might have to sing a little this way. I want to be a meeting tonight. Come loose after a while, praise God. Amen. You don't have to worship God if you get anything out of church. Amen. Hallelujah. Let God help you. Hallelujah. Stretch forth your withered hand. Hallelujah. He got down the heart. Amen. You know what? If you get a touch of God, you'll get your harp off the weeping willow tree too. Amen. You get your withered hand healed. Amen. You'll show up for work at the house of God even. Amen. You'll be looking for something to do. You'll be like L.D. Moore when he got saved and he needed a janitor for the church. And he said, reckon I could ever get that job, and they gave it to him. Amen. Hey, he needed somebody to drive a bus. bus and pick up people. He said, lucky man, let me do it. Amen. And he got the job. Praise God. And he needed somebody to be Sunday school superintendent. And he got the job. Somebody to be song leader. You know why? He got his withered hand healed. Get your withered hand healed. You'll be looking for something that hand can do. There's something you can do. You may not have the same gift everybody else has. You may not have the same calling that I have. And you might ought to thank God. Because sometimes, you know, standing up here in the front, you get shot at. Jesus was up front. Amen. Little Jessica, I told her she's tall enough, she could come to the choir. Amen. She said a month and a half, she'd be 13, she wouldn't come to choir. I said, you can go early. Amen. So she came up Sunday night, stood in the choir and sang. She said, I'm scared. Amen. Oh, praise God. She's like Brett, you know, it looks different up here than it does down there. And so first time he came, he headed back for his seat. After he stood up here and looked at that congregation over, and amen, that Chris and Brian was trying to get him back up there and sing, but curled his head around the end of the seat and said, I can't do it, guys. Amen. Amen. Well, you've got something you can do. Yeah, stand up behind the pulpit. It's a good place to get shot at. You better have your bulletproof vest on and your helmet on, spiritually speaking. Sword of the Spirit and a shield of faith and a helmet of salvation and a pair of galvanized breeches and a backbone of a song. Amen. But you don't have to do anything in the world. Just do what you can. Do what you're good at. See something that needs done. Amen. Be glad God heals your withered hand. And you will. Amen. And if you fail to use some gift that God's given that you need to use for the glory of God, amen, all is not lost. He still heals withered things tonight. He still heals withered lives, withered hands, withered legs, withered eyesight, withered hearing. Withered bodies, withered songs, withered music, withered gifts, withered teaching, amen, withered testimonies. God still heals the withered tonight. Let's stand and let's pray. Amen. Say, how, Brother Collins? Well, he always asked folks to do something. And the man with the withered hand, he said, stretch it out. And he made the reach of faith. He did what he thought he couldn't do. He did, God, what nobody else thought he could do. But when Jesus says to do it, you can do it. If it takes all day, you can do it. If Jesus says to do it, he'll help you to do it. As they sing, we invite you to an altar prayer, Lord. There may be some of my friends tonight that have a withered hand. The joy has withered away. The laughter and the song is withered. Restore the joy of their salvation. Draw them to yourself. In Jesus' name. Amen. Reach out to him.
It was Jesus.
Tremblingly, falteringly. How to lay. But reach. Whatever you have to do, reach. Try. Oh,